With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. This past week, we celebrated two national holidays in North America, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll focus on music of the United States in recognition of the 4th of July, with some Canadian music to mark Canada Day on July 1st. Great sacred choral and organ music by Copeland, Hampton, Cabina, Willen, and others. We'll begin with music of John Philip Sousa to kick off the festivities, a rousing transcription of the Washington Post March performed by organist Todd Wilson at the Washington National Cathedral. Todd Wilson played the exuberant Washington Post March by John Philip Sousa on the great organ of the Washington National Cathedral. Catherine Bates' words and Samuel Ward's melody to America the Beautiful have stirred generations of citizens to aspire to the highest ideals of our country. Many feel that it better represents who we are and should be than the official national anthem. Cecil Effinger made a wonderful arrangement of America the Beautiful, which we'll hear sung by the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. John Walker directs with Elizabeth Ann Keene accompanying. An American Hymn, a setting of America the Beautiful, as arranged by Cecil Effinger. John Walker led the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Throughout American history, and human history for that matter, there's often been a disparity between our highest ideals and the reality of the American experience for many. We've been navigating through some particularly difficult times in recent months between the twin crises of the COVID-19 pandemic and all of its social and economic consequences, and the anguished voices of peoples who have suffered indignity and systemic oppression for centuries. Spirituals often give voice to the deepest feelings of the oppressed, and we'll hear a particularly poignant setting next of the spiritual Motherless Child. Conspirare sings this arrangement by their conductor, Craig Hella Johnson. Music of pain and hopefully healing on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
Stefan Spirare sang Motherless Child in a moving arrangement by Craig Hella Johnson, who conducted. We turn next to the Psalms for assurance and praise. The Bay Psalm Book, a metrical psalter, was the first book printed in British North America in 1640 at Harvard College. From that collection, we'll hear Old Hundredth, sung by the Harvard University Choir, directed by Murray Forbes Somerville. Old Hundredth from the Bay Psalm Book of 1640 was sung by the Harvard University Choir. Murray Forbes Somerville conducted. Our Canadian neighbors also recently celebrated the national holiday, Canada Day, on July 1st. Canada Day commemorates the Constitution Act of 1867, which went into effect on July 1st that year, bringing three separate colonies under one government, at that time part of the British Empire. Music of one of Canada's great living composers is next. Barry Cabina was born in Melbourne, Australia in 1933, and after studies at the Royal College of Music in London, became a naturalized citizen of Canada in 1966. Since that time, he spent many years as an active composer, church organist, and faculty member at Wilfrid Laurier University, retiring in 1996. His setting of the Prayer of St. Francis is quietly powerful. We'll hear it arranged for men's voices and sung by the Victoria Scholars, led by Yerzi Tsichoki.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.
Prayer of St. Francis by the wonderful Canadian composer Barry Cabina. Victoria Scholars were led by Jerzy Sichocki. No program including music of Canada would be complete without a musical reference to Healy Whillan, one of the giants of Canadian choral and organ music. While much of his choral music was composed specifically with parish choirs in mind, his anthem Son of Righteousness is more geared to professional choirs. It's a demanding work, setting a wonderful but challenging text by 17th century poet Ralph Crane. Noel Edison leads the Alora Singers in this recording. Noel Edison led the Alora Singers in Son of Righteousness by the Dean of Canadian Composers, Healy Whillan. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We move to the west coast of Canada for our next piece, a gorgeous setting of Ave Verum Corpus by Imant Raminc, who immigrated to Canada from Latvia in 1943. His Orthodox spirituality comes through in his music, and we'll hear that in this piece, sung by the Vancouver Chamber Choir under the direction of John Washburn.
Thank you.
Ave Verum Corpus by Imant Ramage. It was sung by the Vancouver Chamber Choir, directed by John Washburn. Horatio Parker was a looming musical figure in New England in the late 19th century, having studied in Boston with George Whitefield Chadwick and in Munich with Joseph Rheinberger. He's probably best remembered as undergraduate teacher of Charles Ives at Yale University. From his organ sonata in E-flat minor, we'll listen to the Allegretto movement played by David Chalmers at Mechanics Hall in Worcester, Massachusetts. Allegretto from the Sonata in E-flat minor by Horatio Parker. David Chalmers performed. One of the most innovative American church musicians of the 20th century was Calvin Hampton, who served at Calvary Episcopal Church in New York for many years. His hymn tune, St. Helena, sets the familiar words, "There's a wideness in God's mercy." Robert Bozeman leads the choir of Christ Church Cathedral in Louisville, Kentucky.
Thank you.
The choir of Christ Church Cathedral in Louisville sang There's a Wideness in God's Mercy with tune by Calvin Hampton. Robert Bozeman conducted, and violinist was Jane Halliday. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The music of Aaron Copland has something of a quintessentially American sound to it, certainly evident in his orchestral works, but also in his vocal works. His two sets of old American songs for solo voice have been arranged by various people for chorus and orchestra, and we'll hear three of them, Simple Gifts, At the River, and Zion's Walls. All are performed by the St. Charles Singers, led by Jeffrey Hunt, with the Elgin Symphony Orchestra, all conducted by Robert Hansen. Music of Aaron Copland on With Heart and Voice.
Yeah.
three of the Old American Songs by Aaron Copland, arranged for choir and orchestra. We just heard Zion's Walls, and earlier heard Simple Gifts and At the River. Robert Hansen led the St. Charles Singers and Elgin Symphony Orchestra. Contemporary Canadian composer Rachelle Laurent has written a substantial body of work for the organ. We'll hear her exciting Étude Héroïque, performed by Isabelle Demers on the organ of the Church of the Holy Angels of Lachine in Montreal.
Thank you.
Etude Heroique by Rachel Laurent, performed by organ dynamo Isabel Demers. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to celebrate national holidays in both the U.S. and Canada. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.